几乎每个经历神恩典的人都会经过这一站，思考一下到底自己拥有些什么可以用来报答神，有些什么可以被神使用。来 Angela Vicky， 欢迎你来到我们这个神国艺神国这个恩赐的审裁处，来到我们的当中。其实呢，怎样来到呢？看这个恩赐呢，很简单的。等阵，哇，这个天使米迦勒长呢 call 我啊，我要急住呢去，你乖乖地啊，乜都唔好喐，喺度等我啊，我一阵翻嚟噶啦。
我喺人间服役咗咁耐，有恩赐多嘅咪俾多啲咯，少恩赐咪唔使俾咁多咯。咁简单嘅嘢，唔通我咁都唔识咩？
请问是不是在这里排队啊？
是啊。
你是 Angel， 刚才听到是 Angel， 怎么戴眼镜的？
谁跟你说 Angel 不可以戴眼镜的？有人到你的了，站一阵吧。你叫什么名字？ Back 啊。不是说你啊，等一阵吧。
哇，我是金君，我是台湾人。
什么背景啊？
背景我只有混过娱乐圈，我没有混过黑社会哦。
不是这些啊，你阿爸阿妈是基督徒啊。
哦，是啦，是基督徒。我自小就在教会长大，我每个礼拜天都固定跟妈妈去教会聚会的哦。只是上了大学以后，我就贪玩交男朋友，就不太去教会了。
那你有什么恩赐啊？
恩赐哦，我没有恩赐哎，我都没有人留意到我的。我去教会，我都是坐最后一排的啊。
你没恩赐，那我怎么评估你啊？你上去个榜度磅下先啦。下一个阿伯，咩背景啊？
我由细到大都被人笑我好肥，所以我极度自卑。我自己都不喜欢自己啊，最好不要被人看到
我。OK， 严重自卑。
我都知道我拿不到任何银两的了。连我妈都说我，你啊，周身刀冇张你啊你。
周身刀冇张你，咁即系有好多。
我呢，其实无论做几多，无论做得几好，我譬如嗰啲咩画画啊、设计啊、弹琴啊嗰啲，各样都识少少咁咯。唉，无论做得几好，我啲长辈都系要闹我噶。佢话
你啊，万事无成噶你啊，你一啲用都冇啊，唉，一啲钱都搵唔到翻嚟。
我都觉得佢哋讲得好啱啊，所以我都觉得我系冇用噶啦。永远都会失败的了。
哦，即是永远都不成功。
我都知道了，你不用再说，我一点银两都拿不到，我知道
了。你还是天使吗？我们都只是想要拿一点本钱而已吗？你看阿北这么有才，你还评估他没价值？想要拿点本钱来服侍神，赚更多来回馈给神，这样有错吗？你怎么可以这样？可不可以俾啲 kindness 啊？
我冇 kindness， 我冇 kindness， 我喺神嘅国里边就系做 kindness 部噶啦，我冇 kindness。你边只耳仔听到我同佢讲啦？佢唔值一两银啊！哇，做乜事啊？你搞到我恩赐经，我自己冇恩赐嘅。哇，你好多恩赐喎，系咁呕紧啲资料出嚟喎，等我睇下先。哇，喺台湾嘅创作歌手。18岁咧就出呢个歌手，出呢个创作歌，哇！仲有喎，你个人物好广喎，你仲系咁出，喂！你快啲攞翻嚟啊！你搞坏我部机噶啦！哇！原来你咁犀利噶，好多恩赐喎，唱首 K-pop 嚟听下。
耶！好，不行啊，我很久没有唱了。你去，你去啊。
请问唱歌都是才能嚟噶？
梗系啦。咁你有冇又忠心又良善咁运用神俾你嘅恩赐啊？
有啊，好在我都预备咗啫。咁嘅，其实咧由细到大我都好努力做每一件事，我好想咧得到人哋嘅肯定。但是无论怎样做都好，我永远都达不到权柄对我的要求。甚至我其实是很不喜欢自己，
当我出到嚟工作嘅时候，我会被人欺凌啦，我会被杯葛，所以我喺好多嘅环境里边受尽好多嘅伤害，我形成咗一个好惧怕嘅性格。喺2007年嘅里面，我进入咗香港演艺学院，因为我好惊再一次被伤害，所以我系好自我封闭。我除了設計班裏面的幾個同學，我基本上沒有跟其他同學傾過偈，加上我當時我是全班是最尾的，令到本身很自卑的我，我很擔心自己的將來，都懷疑究竟神你是不是你帶錯了我來這個地方。但是神沒有放棄過我，很奇妙，在2009年的時候，神施行了一個神跡在我的身上，竟然我得到了英国文化协会的奖学金，支付我去英国读剧场和英文三年的学费。后来我来到611读日间学房，教会想请我做神国人的攻读生，让我有平台去发挥。但我因为很惧怕，我很怕和艺术人相处，我当时我好怕當時嘅媒體部嘅部長，我咧好怕咧阿 wing， 我咧覺得佢哋咧一定咧喺某個時候我做咗啲乜嘢嘅時候咧，會喺我背後會講我嘅唔好，覺得我永遠都係做得唔好，所以咧我好驚，同埋咧我覺得我好驚我嘅意見都唔會被接納。亦都因為我的害怕，所以我拒絕了進入神為我開的這一道門。但是感謝神的愛和我的牧者都為我醫治禱告，神除去了我對人的懼怕和自卑，在神國藝人裡面服侍大大的醫治了我。在服侍裡面，在611裡面，我經歷到原來我做得不好，我做不到，我是不会被问责的，我的权柄仍然很爱我，很接纳我，仍然会给机会我。在2019年我成为全职的童工，我的恩赐被大大的发挥，我可以参与教会的大型音乐剧，所有的台前幕后的制作，用戏剧去带领人信主。在最近因为有疫情，我们开始去做很多的短剧，由抗疫短劇開始連續幾個禮拜，包括最近三出的哈巴谷的短劇，主要都是由我編寫，由我去做導演，做音效設計，幕後行政，很感恩。抗疫劇在 YouTube 上面更加已經突破了100,000點擊率。我從來都沒有想過神會使用我一支筆，會使用我的創意可以去影響那麼多人。從前我因著懼怕，所以我埋下了我的才幹，但是今天因為神的愛，我再次勇敢地擁抱我的恩賜和神給我的命定。
不錯啊，嗱，我今天就批2,200俾你，那你好好去運用神給你的恩賜啦。
好，我知道，多謝你啊，
英君。人家就有2,200了。我想跟你说，曾经有人拿了1,200，完全不去发挥，回到天家的时候原封不动啊。你明白吗？这样很难做的嘛，我们不会好像大动财务那么 easy pay 的。不过我见你很多才干，以你的能力应该是很有价值的。但是我怀疑你有隐藏恩赐不肯用的部分，所以呢我怎麼幫你啊？除非你唱首歌來聽聽吧。
Am I wonderful, wonderful, am I glorious, pure?
其实我是个很自卑的孩子。我虽然在教会长大，可是我觉得别人都比我有恩赐，我是不被重视的那一个，所以我总是躲在别人的后面，也活得很边缘，甚至埋怨神很不公平，怎么你给别人都比较多，给我比较少呢？然后我觉得自己什么都不会，就是一个充满惧怕的人。没有想到后来我写的歌被金牌制作人相中了，我觉得外面的人给我好多好多的肯定跟鼓励，于是我就追着这些的掌声而活。可是世界上不会有永远的掌声，世界上的价值也不是永恒的。一直到我后来患了忧郁症，在祷告中神医治我，我才重新回到教会，但是我还是一个惧怕跟自卑的人。我很羡慕那些有5000两恩赐的，我觉得他们好厉害，出一拳一排人就被撂倒了。那我只有1000两，我就觉得我很努力的做、也不会有什么果效。反正我就是觉得多做多错，少做少错吧，这就是我的生存之道。一直到了611，来到611，然后我在儿童教会开始全职侍奉，权柄调整我，牧养我。我明白我的价值不是来自于世界，是来自于神，我的肯定也是来自于神。所以不论神给我的是5000两还是1000两，我都很渴望能够被神使用。重要的也不是我恩赐的大小，而是我愿意摆上的那一个心。我要学习去拥抱上帝给我的一切。过去呢，我躲在一个谦卑的面具下面，隐藏我的自卑，惧怕失败，害怕别人的眼光，也不愿意去尝试新的事物。但是在611这样一个充满爱跟信任的环境当中，我真的服侍得很喜乐，也很感恩。因为我知道我不是在做一个东西出来然后跟旁边的人比较，我是真的在一个生命树上跟大家一起同工。我很感恩我有权柄来遮盖我，我有同工扶持我，让我可以勇敢走出山洞，发挥创意服侍下一代。
好好啊，你唱歌好好听啊，我批1000两俾你啦，咁你唔好再收埋啲恩赐啦，好好咁用啊。
好，谢谢。
啲人好犀利啊，我唔知道自己可以值几多银两呢？
你想知道自己嘅价值？嚟嚟呢度排队，嚟呢度排队。
下一个咪叫 Vincent 啦。
喺度。
读书读到咩程度啊？
我读到中3咋，不过咧我好勤力噶，咩低微嘅工作咧我都肯做嘅，同埋咧我成日翻教会啦，我又好中意睇圣经啦。
中3咪可以得到1000两噶啦。
哦。喂，呢条数唔系咁计噶，你睇下我走开一阵间，你就搞到咁。你咧应该喺人间服役得太耐啦，用晒世界嘅价值观。我哋应该要学神嘅眼光，睇下神啊系咪甘心乐意去到咧奉献嘅，去衡量呢个价值。如果睇漏眼，分分钟走失咗个潜力股噶。
佢系肥仔嚟噶，咪潜力股咯。
我哋嚟听下 Vincent 讲佢嘅故事。
我5岁嘅时候咧，就同妈妈同妹妹喺广州嚟香港同我爸爸团聚。
At the age of 5, I came from Guangzhou to Hong Kong and united with my family.
生活嗰阵时好艰难。
Our life was hard.
因为我成绩好差。
My academic results was really bad.
所以完成咗中三之后咧，我哋出嚟做嘢啦。
After form 3, then I start working.
咁因为读好少书啊嘛。
My education was low,
所以做啲工作都係好低微、好粗重嘅。
I only did some heavy work and some low work.
咁我對自己好冇自信，覺得好自卑。
I was of low self-esteem.
成日都覺得咧錢好重要。
I thought that money was important.
好感恩啊！喺18岁嘅時候咧，我認識咗耶穌。
But at the age of 18, I came to know Christ.
我開始感覺到咧人生有愛啊。
Then I realized that there is love in life.
教会里边嘅弟兄姊妹咧都唔嫌弃我，都好中意我。
Church brothers and sisters love me and care for me。
所以咧，我好中意翻教会。
I love coming to church。
我好努力咧去做一个基督徒。
I work really hard to become a good Christian。
成日都会睇圣经啦，翻教会聚会啦。
I love reading Bible and I attend church regularly。
喺教会里边咧系一个中坚分子嚟嘅。
I'm the pillar of the church。
但系我内心咧对金钱咧对物质 甚至乎罪嘅捆绑咧，一直喺我里边。
But still, I'm bound by sin and lust and also money.
慢慢又开始咧远离神。
Then slowly, I drift away from God.
用自己嘅方法咧去搵钱，去满足我一种嘅自卑。
So I earn a lot of money by my own ways, and then in order to satisfy my low self-esteem.
我開始去炒股票，希望可以賺多些錢。
I invest a lot of money in the stock market, trying to earn even more.
投資越來越多。
I invest more and more.
去到97年的時候，我甚至乎因為炒股票損失了過百萬。
But in 1997, because of the stock market, I actually lost like over $1 million.
我要家人買一層樓來幫我還債。
My family actually sold the flat we had and then to repay the debt.
然之後，我甚至乎有婚外情。
I even was involved in an extramarital affair.
一次又一次咁去傷害我嘅太太同埋屋企人。
Time and time again, I hurt my wife and my family.
當時我同我太太道歉。
I apologized to my wife.
太太都好好啊，好願意原諒我。
My wife was good and she was willing to forgive me.
繼續嚟喺我身邊嗰度陪住我。
She stays with me and walk with me.
之後我靠住自己嘅小聰明。
Because of my, I thought I was smart.
咁我嘗試去創業啦。
I start my own business.
我就建立咗一個以親子為題材嘅網上平台。
I built up this online platform for parenting.
頭嗰幾年咧，其實事業都係好一般噶。
So in the first few years, my business was just social.
而我自卑同埋情慾嘅問題咧，根本冇解決過。
I didn't solve the problem of my low self-esteem and my lust.
去到2009年嘅時候咧。我又再一次有婚外情。
In 2009, I had another extramarital affair.
我記得咧，當我太太去發現我婚外情嘅時候咧
，When my wife found out about my affair，
佢崩潰咗，然之後坐喺地下裏邊不停咁喊。
She broke down and she was sitting on the floor. She kept weeping and weeping.
我睇住佢嘅時候咧，我都覺得好絕望。
Looking at her, I was in deep despair.
我唔夠膽同佢講話，叫佢原諒我。
I dare not to ask her for forgiveness.
我對自己好絕望，太太亦對我好失望。
I even lost hope on myself, and my wife was also hopeless.
好感謝神喺。
But thank God.
有一個舊教會嘅弟兄，佢咧就帶咗我翻嚟六一一。
One of the brother from my previous church brought me to 611.
然之後我進入咗夫婦營同埋醫治釋放營。
I joined couples camp as well as healing camp.
神醫治咗我嘅自卑，我的向神去承認我嘅罪。
So God healed my low self-esteem and I confess all my sins to God.
我求神去赦免我。
I ask God to forgive me.
我感謝我太太，佢願意去再次原諒我。
I thank God that my wife was willing to forgive me once again.
我哋嘅關係可以復和。
And our relationship restored.
當時我願意就將我成個生命降服落嚟，跟隨神。
So I surrender my life totally to God and follow Him.
用神嘅方法去管理我嘅公司同埋我嘅生意。
So I manage my company, my business in a godly way.
然之後神大大祝福我。
And God greatly bless me.
公司嘅業務咧，同埋利潤咧，都每年係一倍咁增長。
My business, my profits like increase like double every year.
當時我哋嘅會員人數已經係超過100万啦。
I have over 1 million members.
喺中港台、韓國都有好多多元化嘅發展。
We have a lot of development in Hong Kong, Taiwan, China as well as Korea.
在商界裏面得到很多欣賞和肯定。
I receive a lot of approval in the business sector.
有很多大大小小的獎狀，甚至乎媒體啊、電視啊都會嚟報導我哋。
I got interviewed by media and I receive a lot of reward.
後來去到2016年嘅時候，我就將公司去賣咗。
In 2016, I actually sold my business.
一年之後我甚至乎離開公司。
I left my company after 1 year.
當時我聽到神同我講。我同你閂咗呢道門，我會開另外一道門俾你。
God told me at the time that I close this door, but I will open another for you.
咁喺上一年，我就跟隨我組長Samuel 同埋 Cherry 去到以色列嘅牧養之旅。
Last year, I joined the discipleship journey in Israel with my cell leader.
翻嚟之後咧，就我聽到神嘅呼召，叫我進入學房，全時間入學房。
After the trip, I actually heard the full-time calling of God of me into the full-time Bible school.
我決定將我嘅生命所有都全部獻上俾神。
I decided to give my all to God.
再次願意順服，被神去使用。
Once again, I'm willing to submit to Him and be used by Him.
進入學房其實都有兩個幾月啦。
So it has been like over 2 months that I have been in a Bible school.
其實過去十年咧，我都好少真係翻到嚟神土。
So in the past 10 years, I rarely came to morning devotion.
但係而家咧，我好想每日都好想早啲翻到嚟。
But now every morning, I can't wait to come to morning devotion.
我覺得咧，每日咧浸喺神嘅愛同埋話語裏邊咧，好正啊！
I think it's such a good thing to soak in God's presence and His love.
每日都有新嘅亮光，同埋同神嘅關係越嚟越親密。
Every day I receive new insights and my relationship with God gets more intimate.
同埋我都有機會咧去參與我哋神國藝人劇嘅演出啦。
So I'm also involved in Kingdom Artists performance as well.
可以發揮下我演劇嘅恩賜啦。
I exercise my acting skill.
其實從前咧，我咧就會將所有嘅心力咧花喺我自己嘅事業王國裏邊。
In the past, I spent all my efforts on my business.
用我嘅成就同埋財富咧肯定自己。
I define myself through my performance and accomplishment.
今日咧，我願意咧將世界俾我嘅榮譽同埋安舒咧都放低。
Now I'm willing to lay down the comfort and the honor from the world.
將我嘅生命同埋才幹咧都獻上俾佢使用。
Instead, I give my life and my talents for God.
在神的每个剧本里面，我愿意做好每一个角色。
In every drama I participate, I would do my best.
将掌声和荣誉都归回给他。
Give all the honor and applause to God.
边神，你讲得好好啊！在神国的里面，我们每一个人都拥有恩赐，有些人有1000两，有些人有2000两，有些人有5000两。只要我们忠心的去到运用神给我们的恩赐，我们就能够成为忠心良善的天国人。
感谢主 ，All thanks God。今天可以来这边跟大家一起分享天国比喻的第一讲。
Today, I have the opportunity to come and share the first parable about the kingdom principles.
这是一个很特别的时候。
This is a special time.
今天的经文里面提到，每一个人有5000两、2000两、1000两。
Today's verses talks about people having 5 talents, 2 talents, 1 talent.
好像是在讲钱。
It is as though we are talking about money.
但是大家如果看着今天我们所处的环境
，But if you look in the situation that we are in right now.
我知道过去这一个礼拜里面大家看到新闻看到什么
For the past week, what do you see in the news?
每一天股票好像都在崩盘了
Every day, the stock market is going down and down.
哇，如果我们人生的价值意义是用金钱来衡量
If our lives are valued just by money alone,
你今天看你自己值多少银两
Then how do you see yourself today? How much worth do you have?
上个礼拜跟你今天的价值是不是不一样
？Your worth last week and today is it different？
这就是我们人生的意义吗
？Is this all that is to life？
我们是用这些世界的价值来衡量我们自己的生命吗
？Do we use the world value system to come and measure our self worth？
刚刚听到阿Beck金军还有 Vincent 分享
，When I was hearing the sharing of 阿Beck金军 and Vincent，
我真的是很感动。
I truly am very touched。
其实我认识 Vincent 蛮久的。
Because actually I have known Vincent for quite some time now.
当我还没有见过他本人的时候，我就认识他。
When I haven't seen him or met him face to face, I already know him.
因为当我在上海工作的时候，我的朋友以前就是在他的公司里工作。
Because when I was working in Shanghai, my friend was working in the company that he set up.
我知道他是一位很成功的生意人。
I know that he is a very successful businessman.
但是我今天非常的开心
But today I'm very happy.
因为他不只是一个非常成功的生意人
Because not only is he a very successful businessman.
就像我们今天所分享的主题
Just like our title for today.
良善忠心天国人
Good faithful kingdom people.
他不只是一个成功的生意人
Not only is he a successful businessman.
他会成为一个非常有价值的天国人
He will also become a very valuable kingdom person.
一个活在天国里的
Someone who lives in the kingdom.
他的价值是持续到永恒的
His value is for eternity.
我们今天一起来思想我们的经文是在马太福音25:14-30.
Today we are looking at Matthew chapter 25:14-40.
这是一段天国的比喻
This is a parable of the kingdom.
天国是什么呢？
What is the kingdom?
愿主今天对我们显示他自己天国的奥秘。
May God himself reveal the mystery of the kingdom to us today.
在这个疫情泛滥的年代里面，
During this time of this pandemic,
使我们的生命重新得着激励，
so that our lives would be motivated and inspired.
我们一起来先来读今天的经文。
Let us read the verses today.
我们一起用我们用英文读
广东话。
广东话 ，OK， 请。
个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们，按着各人的才干给他们银子，一个给了五千，一个给了二千，一个给了一千，就往外国去了。那领五千的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了五千；那领二千的也照样另赚了二千。但那领一千的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。那领五千银子的又带着那另外五千的来说：主啊，你交给我五千银子，请看我又赚了五千。主人说：好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领二千的也来说：主啊，你交给我二千银子，请看我又赚了二千。主人说：好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领一千的也来说：主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛，我就害怕去把你的一千银子埋藏在地里，请看你的原银子在这里。主人回答说：你这又恶又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛，就当把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利收回。夺过他这一千来，给那有一万的，因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
因为凡有的还要加给他。
Because those that are given more will be given.
叫他有余。
So that he will have abundance.
没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。
Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away.
我们一起低头来祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的主耶稣
，Dear Lord Jesus，
亲爱的圣灵
，Dear Holy Spirit，
我们来到你面前。
We come before you.
主啊，愿你把天国的法则显示在我们中间。
Lord, may you reveal your kingdom principle among us.
对你的百姓显明天国的法则。
So that you will reveal your principle to your people.
主啊，让我们每一个人都领受到。
Lord, let every one of us receive it.
主啊，良善忠心天国人。
Good and faithful kingdom people.
主啊，这是你对我们每一个人的期待。
Lord, this is what you want out of every one of us.
主啊，这也是你对我们每一个人的祝福。
Lord, this is also the blessing for every one of us.
主啊，愿你的祝福临到我的弟兄姊妹。
Lord, may your blessing come upon all our brothers and sisters.
临到我们每一个人的生命中。
Upon every one of our lives.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们仰望你。
We look upon you.
我们这样的祷告。
We pray in your name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们今天的题目叫良善忠心天国人。
Today our topic is good and faithful kingdom people.
什么是天国？
What is the kingdom?
这段经文的起头，
The beginning of this verses
讲说天国好像好比一个人要到外国去。
It talks about as though someone is going upon a journey.
但是原文里面其实没有天国这两个字。
But actually in the original text there's not such this word kingdom.
它是好比 as for 就是从前面延续下来的。
It is as for, that means it is a continuity from what is above.
从前面哪里延续下来的呢？
And where does it continue from?
25章第一节这边讲说，那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
Chapter 25 verse 1 it says, At that time the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
天国好比十个童女要去迎接新郎。
The kingdom of heaven is like 10 virgins who took their lamps to wait and meet the bridegroom.
有五个是愚拙的，有五个是聪明的。
5 of them were foolish and 5 of them were wise.
聪明的预备了油。
The wise were the ones that prepared the oil.
愚拙的没有预备油。
The foolish ones did not prepare the extra oil.
天国是什么？
What is the kingdom?
天国是要预备的。
Kingdom is about preparation.
天国是要预备的。
Kingdom is about preparation.
怎么去预备呢？
And how do you prepare?
接下来我们今天的经文
And then it is the verses that we are looking today.
让我们更多去思想。
Let us reflect even deeper.
新郎要来。
The bridegroom is coming.
耶稣基督要再来。
Jesus is coming again.
我们怎么样预备迎接耶稣基督的再来呢？
How can we prepare to welcome the coming of Christ again?
就进入到今天的经文里面。
That's how we enter into today's verses.
第一大点，要领受托付，全力以赴。
The first point is to receive assignment and do your very best.
第一小点，人人领受主托付。
The first small point is everyone will have an assignment.
我们要怎么去预备呢？
How will we prepare for this?
天国好比一个人要到外国去。
The kingdom of heaven is as though someone is going onto a journey.
这一个人是谁呢？
And who is this person?
从下面的经文我们就看到，叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们。
It says that this person called upon his servants and passed his money to these servants.
所以这个人就是主人。
So this person is actually a master.
这个主人把他的仆人叫了来，要做什么呢？
And the master called his servants, and what was that for?
因为他要往国外去了，他在离开之前，他要把自己的家业交给他们。
Because the master is going upon a journey, so he wants to pass his resources, his money to his servants.
他看清楚了吗？是谁的家业？
And whose money is it?
是仆人的吗？
Does it belong to the servants?
不是仆人的。
It does not belong to the servants.
是主人的家业。
It belongs to the master.
我们常常有时候搞不清楚状况。
A lot of times we are not clear upon this.
当我们在问说，你有几千两？
When we ask, how many talents do you have?
我们常常在想，我自己有什么？
We will always ask, what do I have?
我有什么？
What do I have?
我有的真的是我有的吗？
And what I have, does it really belong to me?
我今天啊，长得很帅。
Today I'm very good looking.
是我自己把自己变得很帅吗？
Is it because of my own efforts I'm so good looking?
我很聪明，我的学习很好。
I'm very intelligent. I learn very well.
我的聪明才智是从我来的吗？
My intelligence and my abilities, does it come from me?
其实我所有的一切。
So actually, everything that I have.
我这个人生成什么样子？
How I look.
我这个人拥有什么？
As a person, what I have.
甚至我会做什么？
Or what I can do.
或甚至我遇到什么样的环境？
Or the kind of scenario and environments that I meet.
其实都是从神而来。
All of this comes from God.
是神的家业。
It is the resources of God.
交给我们。
That's being handed to us.
交给我们。
Being handed to us.
是派给我们的。
It was given to us, assigned.
是这个派任里面是带着期待。
And with this assignment, there is some anticipation.
也带着祝福。
And also blessings.
因为主人不需要把他家业给你的。
Because the master do not have to assign his resources to you.
因为他有许多的仆人。
Because he has many, many servants.
他不缺仆人。
He does not lack any servants.
但是他看重我们。
But then he saw each and every one of us.
他看重我们。
And he looked highly upon us.
把他自己的家业。
So that he takes his resources.
交给了我们。
And assign it to us.
他为什么把家业交给我们呢？
Why did he hand his assignments to resources to us?
在创世纪里面第一章讲到。
In Genesis chapter 1 it says,
我们受造是为了什么？
What are we created for?
我们受造在地上生养众多，遍满地面。
We are created to multiply and to fill the earth.
要治理这地。
So that we can steward this land.
神派我们来管理。
God has assigned us to be stewards.
神给我这个人，让我有这样的智能。
God has given me this kind of abilities.
给我这样的能力。
To give me my abilities.
甚至给我生命气息。
To give me life.
给我机会。
To give me opportunities.
给我一个生意。
To give me a business.
给我一个家庭。
Give me a family.
为的是什么呢？
What is it for?
治理这地。
It is to steward this earth.
按照神的心意治理这地。
According to the will of God to steward this earth.
神把家业派给了他的仆人。
That's why God assigned his resources to his servants.
第十五节这边讲到，按着个人的才干给他们银子。
Verse 15 it says, according to everyone's ability, he gave the talents.
主人怎么样子托付他的家业呢？
How does the master assign his resources?
按着他们的才干。
According to their ability.
什么叫才干？
What is ability?
我们看这个字面的时候，我很容易就会觉得才干就是我有多少能力。
When I just read this, the word ability, I would say, what can I do? My ability.
就是我有多行啊。
So, how good I am, how strong I am.
越行的人。
The stronger I am.
越厉害的人。
The smarter I am.
就可以有更多。
Then I will have even more.
但真是这样吗？
But is it truly like this?
这个才干在原文里面，其实跟我们一般讲的力量是不同一个字的。
The
the word ability here in the original text, it is different from strength. 他这个讲的 power 是大能大力的那种 power. The ability it talks about is actually a power, a great power. 不是我们自己能够有的这样的力量。It is not a power that comes from within us. 这个才干是从天而来的。That this power and ability actually comes from heaven. 这个才干是不断的，我们接下去会看到这个才干是不断的可以长大的。 And we can see that this ability, this power can continue to grow. 按着个人的才干， according to our ability and power, 给他们银子， that the resources will be assigned to. 我们读这段经文的时候， as we read these verses,
我们很容易就会讲成五千两银子，两千两银子，一千两银子。
Very easy for her to say 5 talents, 2 talents, 1 talent.
其实在原文里面没有两这个字。
Actually, in the original text, there's not this word talent.
这个银子在原文里面就是 talent.
The original text, it has talent.
他连德是一个计量的单位。
It's actually a unit of measurement.
如果你用重量来看，
if you are using a weight,
它大概等于36公斤。
It's about 36 kilograms.
如果你用当时的货币单位来计算，
if you use the currency of those times,
大概等于一个人的工资，一个人的6000天的工资。
It is equivalent to a man's work for 6,000 days.
哇，你知道36公斤，如果是金子
，36 kilos, it is pure gold.
啊，昨天金子的售价每盎司1,515美金。
Yesterday, the price of gold per ounce is $1,515.
你简单算一下，大概就是1500万港币。
So if you calculate, it's about 15 million Hong Kong dollars.
如果你算6000天的工资
，if you calculate 6,000 days,
如果一天的工资，我们不要多算了，就500块港币好了。
If we will just say that, you know, it's 500 Hong Kong dollars a day of wages here.
所以一他连得就等于300万港币。
One talent is about 3 million Hong Kong dollars.
我想跟你说什么？
What am I trying to tell you?
神给我们的不是一点点。
God is not giving us just a bit.
神给每一个人的托付是按照他连得在算的。
God, what God is giving us is a unit measurement of talents. It's a huge amount.
神托付我们的是好多好多。
What God has assigned to us is a lot, very much.
因为他是丰富的神。
Because he is an abundant God.
但是我们常常会看自己很微小。
But a lot of times we look at ourselves and we are minuscule.
就好像刚刚的戏剧里面，金军阿伯，他们都觉得自己其实没什么。
Just like in the drama, 金军 and 阿伯were thinking that we are nothing, they are nothing.
我有的很少。
I have very little.
但是你说真是要人命啊。
But you say truly, is it that so?
你唱歌这么好听，你觉得你没有 talent?
You sing so well, and yet you think that you have no talent?
你能够进香港演艺学院，你说你没有 talent?
If you can go into the Hong Kong Drama Theatre School, you are saying you have no talent?
那我们这些真的没有 talent 的人怎么活下去？
And what about us, people who truly have no talent?
我们常常都会用这样的眼光看自己。
A lot of times we use such anperspective to look at ourselves.
这边讲到说，一个给了五千，一个给了两千，一个给了一千。
Here it says one is given 5 talents, one is given 2, and one is given 1 talent.
然后主人就往外国去了。
And the master went on his journey.
中国人有一句话。
In the Chinese, there's a saying.
说不患寡而患不均。
听不懂。
So it doesn't count how much you do have. It really depends on whether we are all the same.
Amen. It doesn't matter how much you have. What matters is we are all the same.
Yeah.
Thank you.
所以真正的问题是什么？
What is the real problem?
旁边那个人跟我不一样多啊。
It is the person next to me that we have different amount.
当你跟我不一样多，
when we have different amount.
哇，你长这么漂亮。
Oh, you're so pretty.
我长这个样。
I look like this.
我很自卑啊。
I will feel very inferior.
哇，你是医生啊。
Oh, you are a doctor.
我操，我过敏很厉害啊。
I have severe allergies.
我跟你不一样啊。
I'm different from you.
所以我们很自然的，我们会问自己。
So naturally, we'll ask ourselves.
我到底有多少？
How much do I have?
然后你就会开始比较。
And then you start to compare.
一比较的时候。
And once you compare. 有两种心态会出来。
You have two kinds of attitudes.
一种叫自卑。
One is low self-esteem.
一种叫自大。
One is called arrogance.
我们很难看自己看得合乎中道。
It's very hard for us to be objective.
我其实在台湾算是会念书的。
In Taiwan, I'm considered someone that who is very good in studies.
我是台湾建国中学毕业，念台湾大学。
I am from Jianguo High School and I study in Taipei University.
Taiwan University.
Taiwan University.
台湾最好的高中，最好的大学。
It is the best high school and the best university.
我一念完大学就考进台大经研所。
And once I finished my university, I went into the research center. Economic unit, economic research.
我进去就读了，去读我的硕士学位。
So I went to do my master's.
我很厉害，对不对
？I'm really smart, right?
你知道，一山还比一山高啊。
But there's always someone that's smarter.
我研究所第一年的时候
，in the research unit the first year，
我就发现我应该是一个误闯丛林的小白兔啊。
I realized that I'm just a small bunny in a huge jungle.
我觉得我明明读的是经济学研究所。
What I'm studying is actually in the economics research unit.
我怎么觉得？我觉得好像还在读数学研究所。
How come I feel like I'm studying like a mathematics research unit?
一堆数学。
All of it is math.
难得不得了。
Very difficult.
最要命的是。
And what really ingratiates me?
我班上有一个同学。
There is one classmate I have.
他是高中保送大学。
He's from high school, guaranteed a place in university.
保送进台大数学系。
And he went into the mathematics department.
台大数学系保送台大数学研究所
，from the mathematics department in the university to the mathematics research unit, guaranteed placing.
他不念，他跑来考我们经济学研究所。
And he didn't want that. He came and he wanted a job in the economic research unit.
所以我们研究所第一年的时候，我们在读叫一种叫赛局理论 game theory.
So in the research unit, the first year we were studying games theory.
我拿着我的课本进到图书馆里面，我坐下来。
I took my textbook. I sat down in the library.
我看了题目一个小时。
I looked at the topic for an hour.
我不知道怎么样开始。
I don't know how to begin.
然后我就看到我那个同学走进来。
And then I saw that classmate of mine. He walked in.
他就坐下来。
He sat down.
拿出一张纸来。
He took out a piece of paper.
十五分钟。
15 minutes.
写完了。
Finished his writing.
他就走了。
And then he left.
我真的非常感谢他。
I really want to thank him.
我自从这件事之后，我就决定我不要念经济学的博士班了。
Ever since then, I said I decided I am not going to study the PhD for economics.
他真的救了我。
He really saved me.
我到底有几千两
？How many talents do I have?
很重要吗
？Is it important?
就说你有多少两很重要啊。
How much you have? Is it? Yes, it's important.
你没听过将本求利吗
？Because it is with what you have, then you can profit from it.
你有多少本钱，决定你未来有多少发展。
What assets you have right now will determine how you can develop it.
人人领受主托付。
Everyone is given an assignment by God.
神给我们每个人有很多的托付。
God gives every one of us many, many assignments.
但是我们怎么看我自己？
But how do we see ourselves?
我面对这个托付。
As I face this assignment,
我的选择是什么呢？
What is my choice?
第十六节这边讲到说，那领五千的随即拿去做了买卖，另外赚了五千。
In verse 16 here it says, the one who received five talents went at once and put his money to work and gained five more.
那领两千的也照样另外赚了两千。
So also the one with two talents who gained two more.
但那领一千的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。
But the one who received one talent went and dug a hole and hid his master's money.
每个人都领受了主的托付。
Everyone received an assignment from our Lord.
都是极重的托付。
And each assignment is actually a huge assignment.
不管你是五千，不管你是两千，不管你是一千。
Whether you are five, two, or one talent.
但是我们怎么去回应呢
？But how do we respond?
拿去做买卖。
We go and do business.
去做
，to do.
有的去做了。
What you have, go and do.
有的没有去做。
And yet some didn't go and do.
那领一千的
，the one that got one talent,
去掘开了地。
Dug a hole,
把主人的银子埋藏了
and hid his master's money.
人人都领受了主的托付
Everyone received an assignment from God.
但个人的回应却大不相同
But everyone's response is different.
好，我们现在进入到第二大点
We go into the second big point.
我交给妙恩
I'm going to pass this to 妙恩
对，到十九节，他说过了许久，那些仆人的主人回来，要跟他们算账。
And verse 19 it says, after some time, the masters of these servants returned and wanted to settle accounts with them.
我们看到天国是什么
we see what is the kingdom of heaven.
前面主人把托付交给了他们。
In the beginning, the masters assigned them the resources, the money.
然后主人就走了，离开了。
And the master then left.
等到主人再回来的时候，
when the master returned,
他是要跟他们算账的。
He wants to settle accounts with them.
要结账的，要看我托付给你们的，你们到底做了什么。
We need to settle accounts. He wants to see what we have done with what was assigned to us.
对。我们领受之后，原来是要交账的。
So after we have received, we really need to account for.
但到了结账的这一天，仆人预备好了吗？
On the day of settlement, are the servants ready and prepared?
我们来看这三个仆人怎么跟主人交账。
Let's see how these three servants settle accounts with the master.
二十节，那领了五千银子的仆人，他就带着另外又赚了五千来见他的主人。
So in verse 20, it says the man who had received five talents brought the other five to see the master.
他说：“主人，你看呐，你托付给我的这五千银子，我又另外赚了五千。”
Master, he said, "You entrusted me with five talents. See, I've gained five more."
主人怎么回答他？
And how did the master reply?
主人说：“好。”
His master said, "Good.
你做得真好。”
Well done.
然后呢，主人还赞美他说：“你真是又良善又忠心啊。”
And not only that, the Lord praised him and said that you are a good and faithful servant.
为什么说他良善呢？
Why do we say that he's good?
因为他明白主人的心意是什么。
Because he knew what was in the heart of the master.
他知道主人要的是什么。
He knows what his master wanted.
说他忠心。
Then he says faithful.
因为就算主人离开，不知道什么时候要回来，他都已经马上就去做了。
We say that he's faithful, not knowing when the master will return. He immediately went and did what was called of him.
主人看他是非常负责的，是可靠的，所以就说你真是很忠心啊。
The master saw him as someone that is responsible and dependable. That's why he called him faithful.
这边在解释。在马太福音二十四章说，谁是忠心有见识的仆人呢？
Here it is explaining what is being said in Matthew 24. Who is the good and faithful ones?
他知道主人要的是什么。
The person is someone who knows what the master wants.
然后呢，主人不但赞美他，还要赏赐给他。
And not only the master praised him, the master also rewarded him.
他说你在不多的事情上忠心。我要派你来管理许多的事。
You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things.
不多的事。
A few things.
看起来他拿的已经是最多了。
What you see that actually five talents, that's actually already the most.
这个五千两可能等于一个工人做了一百年才赚得到的钱呢。
This five talents could be what a worker, a servant have to work for 100 years, his wages.
但神看的只是一点点而已。
But how God sees this is just minuscule.
他本来只是一个仆人。
He is just a servant.
他只是乖乖的尽责，知道主人要我怎么做，我就去把它做好了。
He has been good and faithful, and he does what is accorded of him.
他可能没有想过权柄还要给他这么多的事情。
He never actually thought that the authority would want to give him even more.
主人要提升他，要把权柄给他。
The master wants to lift him up, wants to give him more authority.
启示录第二章说到，那得胜又遵守我命令到底的。
Revelation 2 says, the one that obey my commandments to the very end and has, is victorious.
我要赐给他权柄来制服列国，像我从父领受的权柄一样。
I'll give him the authority to steward the nations, just like how I have received the authority from the Lord himself.
所以主在回来的时候，他也很想要把这些国度跟权柄也赏赐给我们。
So before the Lord returns, he also wants to give us the nations and the authority.
让我们可以跟他一起执掌王权。
So that we can rule and steward accordingly with him.
然后主人说，你可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
And the master said, you can come in and share with your master's happiness.
我觉得很好奇啊，到底什么叫做主人的快乐？
I'm very curious, what is exactly the happiness of the master?
当我读到一个英文译本，我突然眼睛为之一亮。
I was reading one of the English translations and suddenly my eyes lit up.
他这里说 be my partner.
Here in the English translation it says be my partner.
好像耶稣说你来做我的合伙人。
It's as though Jesus saying, come and be my partner.
哇，原来主人快乐是我们可以跟他一起坐在这个宝座上面，跟他一起来治理大地。
Wow, actually, the joy and happiness of our Lord is for us to sit on the throne with him so that we can steward this earth.
这是神对我们尽忠 尽责去经营他给我们的赏赐，他要把我们带到他的快乐里面。
This is the reward for our goodness and our faithfulness. He wants to bring us into his happiness.
接着呢，那个领两千的仆人也过来了。
And then the servant that took two talents, he came as well.
他说：“主啊，你交给我两千银子，看呐、啊，我又赚了两千。
”Master, you have given me and entrusted me two talents. Look, I've gained two more.
他拿四千来。
He took four talents.
主人有没有拿他跟上一个人比较？说，哎，他有一万，你这里只有四千。哦，那他一百分，你只有四十分。
Oh, did the master then compare with the previous servant and says the other one had ten, but here you only have four? No.
没有哦。
No.
在主人的眼中，他也尽了他的责任去。
In the eyes of the master, he was also a good and faithful one.
所以很特别的，主人竟然对他说的话跟对刚刚那个五千两的仆人说的话是一模一样的。
So what is special here is that the master said the same thing to this with two talents and to the one with five talents.
所以耶稣要我们看到，他不是在看你实质的多跟少。
So Jesus doesn't want us to see how much we were given originally.
就好像穷寡妇，她去奉献了两块钱，但是呢，主说她奉献的比大家加起来还要多。
Just like the poor widow who gave his only 2 cents, the Lord said that he gave more than the rest.
所以恩赐有人是多，有人是少，但是得到的赏赐竟然可以是一样的。
But yet, everybody will be given different amount of talents, but the reward can be the same.
主人一样跟他说：“你真是又良善又忠心，我要托付更多给你。”
The master said, "You truly are also good and faithful. I want to give you more."
我要提升你，我也要你来跟我一起执掌王权，来享受主人的快乐。
I want to raise you up. I want you to also share my happiness with me.
耶稣在勉励门徒。
Jesus is actually motivating his disciples.
你们如果忠心的话
，If truly you are faithful.
我再回来的时候，我要赏赐给你们。
When I come back, I want to reward you.
我要提升你们。
I want to lift you up.
我要跟你们一起享受基督的快乐。
I want to share the happiness of Christ.
因为到最后，末后那个天地都是属他的。
Because in the end of days, this whole earth belongs to him.
基督这份的快乐，他想要跟我们一起分享。
The happiness of Christ, he wants to share with us.
交账之日，结算的原则是看我们有没有。
In the day of settlement, the principle is whether or not we have been responsible to this.
所以你跟自己说，我忠心，我就有赏赐。
You tell yourself, as long as I'm faithful, I will be rewarded.
但是我们来看看第三个仆人，他把钱埋到地里。
Now let us look at the third servant, he who dug the hole and buried the money.
他有没有尽到责任去用？
Was he responsible to what he was entrusted with?
没有。
No.
我们来看看他怎么跟主人交账。
How did he settle with his master?
二十四节说，那领一千的仆人也过来，他跟主人说：“主啊，我知道你是忍心的人。”
Verse 24 it says, then the man who received one talent came, Master, I know you are a hard man.
他的意思是说，主啊，我认识你这个人。
What it's saying is that this servant says, I know you, Master.
你这个人又严厉。
You are a hard and severe man.
没有撒种的地方，你也要收割；没有耕种的地方，你也要收据。
Where you did not sow your seeds, you want to harvest. Where you did not scatter, you want to gather.
这句话好像那个埃及法老在欺负奴隶的时候。
It is as though the Pharaoh of Egypt, how they were bullying the slaves.
他只给他们草，可是要他们交一样数量的砖回来。
All he gave to them was straw, and yet they want the slaves to make bricks.
你有没有觉得很奇怪？为什么只有这个仆人对主人的看法是这样子的呢？
Don't you find it funny that only this servant sees the master this way?
他对主人充满负面的想法。
He looked at his master with a lot of negativity.
事实上，主人是不是这样子的？
In reality, is the master like that?
主人是慷慨的。
The master is generous.
但是他看不到。
Yet he cannot see this.
是他心态出了问题。
It is something wrong with his own attitude.
我觉得更奇怪的是。
And what I find is even more weird.
如果他认识的主人真的这么苛刻的话。
if the master that he knows truly is such a hard man,
那他是不是应该更努力，更加努力，很怕说哇，主人回来，我就完蛋了。
Then shouldn't he then work even harder? Because if not, when the master comes back, he will be dealt with severely.
而不是把他的钱藏在地底下。
He shouldn't dug a hole and hide the money.
怎么会这么奇怪呢？
Why is it so weird?
主人怎么回答他？
How did the master respond?
主人说，主人有没有跟他说？很怕哦，不要怕，不要怕，很棒啊！你已经OK 啊，没有把钱弄不见，对不对
？How did the master? Did the master say, "Oh, actually, don't be afraid. It's okay. As long as you didn't make lose the money, it's okay."
没有哦，主人竟然跟他说：“你这个又饿又懒的仆人。”
No, the master actually said, "You wicked and lazy servant."
你如果真的觉得我这么严厉，我这么苛刻的话
，If you knew I want to harvest where I have not sown, and I'm such a hard man.
你不是更应该把我给你的银子拿去兑换银钱的人那里吗
？Then shouldn't you then put my money on deposit with the bankers？
到时候我回来了，至少你还可以赚一点利息啊。
So that when I come back, at least I can have interest.
在那个时代，罗马帝国的合法利息至少也有8%。
At that time, during Roman times, the bank interest is at least 8%.
主人看到他是拿害怕当借口。
Master, the master saw that the servant used his fear as an excuse.
他其实是因为懒惰，不想尽这个责任，不想付出劳力，才不去做的。
It is because that the servant was lazy. He didn't want to be responsible. That's why he did this.
因为箴言二十六章说
，Because in Proverbs 26 it says，
他说有个懒惰人说，哦，路上有狮子，所以他不敢出去。
The lazy man says that there are lions lying on the roads. That's why he doesn't want to go out.
是真的外面有狮子会把他咬死吗
？Is it true that the lions on the road would eat him?
是他懒惰。
It is because he is lazy.
所以为什么主人说他是又饿又懒
？So why did the master say that he is wicked and lazy?
相对于前面良善的仆人
，contrasting to the good and faithful，
他们不明白主人的心意。
This servant did not know the heart of the master.
他不知道主人托付他这些是要做什么的。
He does not know the master's heart entrusting him with so much talent.
相对于前面忠心的仆人
，contrasting to the previous good and faithful servant,
他没有尽他的责任去经营。
He did not try the very best to come and steward his money.
他有可能跟别人比较。
Maybe he's comparing himself with others.
你给他那么多
，You give him so much，
给我这么少
，You give me so little。
他可能看不起自己
，He maybe look down on himself，
觉得自己不如人
，He thinks that he is not like the other，
没有珍惜他有的
，He did not cherish what he has。
他可能害怕自己做不好
，Maybe he's afraid that he will not do well。
但是主说，你怎么能拿害怕当一个借口呢
？But the master is saying, how can you use your fear as an excuse？
觉得我回来的时候这样跟我讲就没关系了吗
？You think that if you respond to me like this, then it will all be called a day？
他以为他知道主。
He assumed that he knew his master.
但他不是真的认识神。
But he truly did not know his master.
更惨的是，主人就把他手上的这一千两拿去给有一万的那个仆人。
And what was worse that the master took this one talent and gave it to the one that has ten.
没有尽责任去经营的仆人就是不忠心的仆人。
The irresponsible servant is the one that is not faithful.
就是当主再回来的时候没有预备好的。
It is the one that when the Lord returns, the one that did not prepare.
他的下场是连他所有的都被夺去。
The consequences is that everything that he has will be given away.
全部都失去。
Everything will be lost.
过去我也曾经觉得神是很忍心的。
In the past, I also thought that God is a cruel God.
我的父亲是牧师，但是他在认识主之前就开始喝酒。
My father is a pastor. Before he knew the Lord, he was drinking.
当他在牧会的时候遇到困难，他就逃避到酒精里面。
When he's pastoring and he faced difficulties, he will then drink again.
当酗酒越来越严重，到最后没办法继续牧会。
When he drank so much, he was unable to pastor the church.
我们就流离失所。
So we lost a place.
因为这样，我成长过程有很多的艰难。也包括经济上的艰难。
So because of this, as I was growing up, we had many difficulties, including financial difficulties.
所以我就合理化，觉得神就是拿一个一个的艰难要来磨练我。
So I rationalized this and I said that all these difficulties were given by God to come and train me.
我也曾经觉得权柄是很严厉的。
And I, in the past, also felt that my authority is strict.
我的妈妈觉得你是牧师家的小孩，你就一定要会司琴。
My mother said that because you are a pastor's kid, you will have to be able to play the piano or keyboard.
所以不管我有多皮，她就是拿棍子，就是 逼着我练琴，所以我从四岁就开始学琴，我还没有上小学就可以在教会私琴了。
So since the age of four, no matter how naughty I am, my mother would take a cane and make sure that I would play. And before I went into primary school, I could actually play the keyboard.
当然，我现在很感谢我的妈妈，但是那个时候是很苦读，觉得我是被逼要服侍的。
Of course, now I'm very grateful to my mom, but at that time, I was full of bitterness that I had to serve this way.
那因为被高要求对待，我自己对自己也很高要求。
Because I had high expectations put upon me, so I also have high expectations for myself.
我常常觉得自己很差。
A lot of times I would feel that I am truly bad.
我怕我做不好。
That I will not do well.
我记得我大学的时候，我的朋友帮我报了学校的一个歌唱比赛。
I remember in university, my friend registered me for a singing competition.
然后比赛的那一天，大家都已经集合好要去帮我加油了，打电话给我。
On the day of competition, all my friends gathered and they want to cheer me on, called me.
我在哪？我在宿舍的床上大哭。我说我不要去。
Where was I? I was in the dormitory. I was at my bed and I was crying. I don't want to go. I don't want to go.
不是躲起来。
I hit myself up.
过去我服侍的心态是很负面、很扭曲的。
The attitude in serving in the past, it was very twisted and negative.
我记得我念大学的时候，我的牧者跟我说：“哦，妙恩，你去上那个装备课。”
After I finished my university, a pastor told me, "You got to go for this equipping class."
我跟他说。我不要去。
I told him no, I don't want to go.
你叫我去上课，就是为了要我做更多的事情。我不要去上课。
You asked me to go for an equipping class because you want me to serve even more. I don't want to go for this class.
我的牧师听得很生气啊，他觉得我是为了你的生命好，结果你反应是这样子。
My pastor heard this and was very angry. He wanted my life to be better, and yet you responded this way.
我以为我知道神，但是我并不认识神。
I thought I knew God, but I truly didn't know Him.
我觉得神不会把美福。
I didn't believe that God would give me good things.
我靠我自己去追求世上的财富，我甚至连礼拜六、礼拜天我都觉得我要去做生意，我不想要去教会了。
I depended on my own ability to go and go after the financial benefits of the world. Even on Saturday and Sunday, I didn't want to go to church. I just wanted to earn money.
我就把神给我的时间、精力、才干全部投到世界里面。
So I used the time, the talents that God has given me. I put it all into the world.
但是最后生意是失败的。
But then my business failed in the end.
在职场也没有做得很好。
In the marketplace, I was also not very successful.
我比这个领一千的仆人还要更差。
I'm even worse than this one talent servant.
他原封不动地把主人给他的还给他。
He took what the Lord has given him, just that one talent, and returned it back.
但是我已经败光。
But me, I lost everything.
在我落魄到不行的时候，我的妈妈带我来到六一。
In my lowest point, my mom brought me to 611.
感谢神，她还怜悯我。
I thank God for God's mercy.
给我回转的机会。
Give me a time of repentance.
神为我开路，让我来到香港读学坊。
God opened a way for me to come to Hong Kong to study.
神用爱来挽回我。
God used His love to bring me back.
所以我真的知道，我生命这么差，我是神。把我捡回来的。
I know how low I have been. I know truly this is the Lord Himself that has brought me back.
所以我发现我服侍的心态不再一样。
So I realized my attitude, my heart has changed.
我变得我是格外欢喜的。
I know that I am extra joyful now.
叫我做什么，我就很开心去做。
Whatever is asked of me, I will cheerfully go and do.
刚开始我是要在苗圃每个礼拜要一直输入那些新人的资料。
In the beginning, I was in a sewer's course. I had to put in all.
我就一直打字，一直打字，我也觉得很开心。
I was doing data entry. I was just typing, typing, and I was so happy.
然后叫我去司琴当招待，我就去。
And when I asked to play the keyboard or when I asked to be the usher, I would just go.
但有时候我会碰到我不擅长，我也会怕我做不好的东西。
But sometimes I would meet something that I'm not familiar with, something I'm afraid that I would not do well.
例如两年前，我的部长找我去演。音乐剧。
For example, 2 years ago, my department had asked me to go and act in a drama.
我觉得我根本不是一个演戏的料子啊。
I thought that I'm not someone that is for acting.
怎么会找我呢
？Why you want to look for me?
以前我会躲起来。
In the past, I would hide.
但是今天我在神的里面找到一份安全感。
But today in God, I find my security.
我知道虽然我看我不能，但是神会包底。
I know I see myself I can't, but God will cover me. So I'll go and try.
所以那一年呢，一开始我演了《以斯帖剧》的佳丽。
So that year in a drama Esther, I acted in one of the dances.
然后呢，下半年神拣选我演女主角玛利亚。
And in the second half of the year, I was the leading actress, acting as Mary.
当我忠心的时候
，When I have been faithful.
我不管结果怎么样，我就尽力去做。
No matter the consequences, I will go and try my very best.
神把我觉得我没有的也赏赐给我了。
God gave me what I thought I didn't have.
在有一天星期一放假的时候，我接到通知。
On a Monday, when I had a break, I was not notified.
说今天主从要我来讲道。
That today on the main service, I will be preaching.
我眼睛睁很大，我说不是吧？怎么会要找我讲道
？My eyes went wide. I said, "Are you sure you're looking for me to preach?"
如果年轻人讲道，还有很多人口才都很好啊。
If you want someone, a young person to preach, there's many people with better talents than me.
我常常看圣经都看不太懂哎。
A lot of times I read the Bible, I don't even understand what it's about.
我一样会怕。
I also am afraid.
我会比较。
I will compare.
觉得自己不能。
I feel that I cannot do this.
但是当我看到这段经文，我知道神拣选我。
But when I see this verse, I know that the Lord has chosen me, has assigned me.
他看我是可以，我要用信心来走。
He sees me as able. I have to walk a walk of faith.
所以就算我觉得我才干不如人，我也要把全部来献给神。
So even though I see myself lesser than others, I want to give all I have to God.
所以今天我在这里。
So today I'm here.
荣耀归给神。
All glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Grace.
多谢妙恩雪人。
Thank you, Grace, and thank you, 素恩。
妙恩是第一次正式讲道。
It's the first time for Grace to preach.
她上一次应该就是十分钟讲道。
Last time maybe the 10-minute.
今天她有機會在線上在詩恩座講道。
Today she had the chance to preach online.
第一次講道已經很好的了。
And it's the first time, so it's wonderful.
多謝樹人一路帶住佢啦。
Well, we thank Pastor Jason too and continue to leading Grace.
良善忠心天國人。
Good and faithful kingdom people.
我為呢個講道做啲補充啦。
So I'm going to give a conclusion and summary.
其實耶穌佢講係天國嘅比喻。
Jesus is talking about the parable of the kingdom.
喺呢個天國比喻入邊，我哋好難去明白到耶穌所講嘅天國係乜嘢。
In the kingdom parable, it's very hard to comprehend all facets of the kingdom.
喺神學上，喺好多嘅書本上，我哋都係睇唔到乜嘢天國。
So in the theologians' research and all the commentaries, we can't really tell what the kingdom is. To understand the concept of the kingdom. The kingdom is vast and glorious. But the parable here is not telling you the whole concept and the whole kingdom what it's about.
我哋好想知嘅。
We really want to know.
但系主耶稣唔系同我哋讲呢样嘢。
But Jesus is not telling this to us.
佢只系讲天国入边其中一样嘢。
He's telling on one side of the kingdom, one fact.
我哋要了解天国嘅比喻咧。
And as we want to understand the whole kingdom,
特别系25章入边讲天国嘅比喻。
Especially in chapter 25 in the book of Matthew.
我哋要明白23章、24章讲啲乜嘢。
We need to study 23 and 24 as well.
23章讲到耶稣去被耶路撒冷宗教的权柄弃住了。
In chapter 23, Jesus was rejected by the authority of the religious leader in Jerusalem.
他知道逾越节近了，他要上十字架。
He knew that Passover is coming, so he's going up. He was going up to Jerusalem.
而在这个处境当中，法利赛人来，同埋。撒都該人啊，祭司啊，文士啊，都係拒絕佢嘅。
In that situation, and the scribes and the Pharisees and all the priests in Jerusalem, they rejected Jesus.
所以耶穌喺二十四章咧，就帶住門徒離開耶路撒冷，離開聖殿。
In chapter 24, Jesus and his disciple departed from Jerusalem, departed from the temple, the holy temple.
佢離開聖殿。之後呢,
As he departed from the holy temple,
門徒睇翻聖殿,
and the disciples turned and
哇, 幾宏偉啊, 聖殿,
at the temple. How majestic is the temple?
耶穌話, 呢個殿將來冇一塊石頭喺另一塊石頭上。
And Jesus said, very soon, not a stone will be upon another.
呢個聖殿要被毀啊。
This whole temple, the building will be destroyed.
然之後，耶穌就同門徒上到橄欖山。
And Jesus and his disciples ascended into Mount of Olives. And his disciples come near Jesus and ask him, Rabbi, is the temple is going to be destroyed? And when will that happen? What are the signs? What are the things that will happen when you come?
耶稣就在24章里面讲大灾难。
And in chapter 24, he's talking about the end of age, the calamity will come.
大灾难会来到啊。
And all the calamity will come. The day of judgment will come.
会很艰难啊。
And it will be very hard and troublesome.
门徒就问你复兴以色列是什么时候？
And then the disciple asked, when will you revive Israel, Rabbi?
耶稣跟他们说你看无花树的果子吧。
And Jesus told them, look at the fig tree.
那个时候人子就近了，在门口了。
Then you know the time of the Son of Man will come is soon.
我们来到第25章。Then
we come to chapter 25.
就是讲十童女比喻。
It's talking about the parable of the 10 virgins.
这里说那时天国好比十个童女。
It says at that time the kingdom of heaven will be like the 10 virgins.
那时。
At that time.
就是说在大灾难之时。
Is the time of tribulation.
就是亦都是主要再来之时。
Is the time before Jesus comes again.
大灾难之后主要回来了。
Well, after as the tribulation comes,
那时天国就好比十个童女。
They will be near, and the kingdom of heaven is like the 10 virgins.
十个童女就是说有没有预备好。
The 10 virgins is the parable is about preparation.
跟着又再说，天国又好比一个人要往外国去，叫了仆人来。
Then Jesus continues to say, again, it will be like a man going on a journey who calls his servants and entrusts them his property.
十童女就说,预备好,没有预备好,就是很大的差别了。
The parable of 10 virgins is about ready or not ready.
在天国里面, it's a big difference. 你要预备好。
For the kingdom, in the kingdom, you need to be ready, prepared.
那什么是预备好呢?
So, what is
preparation?
What is readiness? What is unreadiness? Then it's about that's the truth says in the parable of the talents. Then here he says, are you faithful?
其实就是那个有没有预备好啊。
And that's whether you are ready or not.
我邀请我哋几位男嘅童工到台上。Can
I invite some of our co-workers come up?
需要你哋帮下手。I
need you to act.
Okay, 四个都得噶啦，系啦。Okay,
we have four.
假设你哋系12个门徒啦。Let's
say you are the 12 disciples of Jesus.
我哋咧喺呢一个嘅橄榄山上边。
So we are on the Mount of
Olives.
And Jesus told them about the parables of the kingdom. And the parable of 10 virgins. But that parable is not yet finished. And again, Jesus said, the kingdom is like the master going to the journey and entrusted servants with his property.
会有大灾难.
That's the time when tribulation is coming.
然后耶稣会回来.
And Jesus will come.
你们要好像十个童女一样.
You'll be like the 10 virgins.
天国就好像十个童女一样.
The kingdom is like the 10 virgins. Be ready and have the oil ready.
然后又说天国又好比家主将产业分了给仆人之后他就离开了.
It says the kingdom of heaven is like a master entrusts his servants with his property and he's going on a journey himself.
我不重复刚才的讲道。
I'm not going to repeat the sermon.
什么是天国呢?
So what is the kingdom in this parable?
其实就要让门徒知。
So he wants his disciples to know.
让线上每一个门徒知。
He wants every disciple Jesus online knows. And that every one of us know.
你要预备好。
You need to be prepared.
什么是预备好呢?
So what is be prepared.
成为良善忠心的仆人。
Be good and faithful servant.
而不要做一个又恶又懒的仆人。
Don't be a wicked and lazy person.
在大灾难当中，
so in the tribulation，
是很多人都离开主，
as many people departed from Jesus，
正如今日耶路撒冷的宗教权柄拒绝我了，
just like today the authority in Jerusalem， the religious authority， they rejected me and forsake me，
而你们仍要忠心，
but you need to be faithful，
怎样忠心呢？
how to be faithful，
良善忠心，
good and faithful，
就是良善，即係做一個好仆人。
Good, a good servant you are.
做一個可靠嘅仆人。
Be a reliable person.
而唔好做一個咧又惡又懶嘅仆人。
Don't be a wicked and lazy servant.
我希望我哋冇人係又惡又懶嘅。
I don't want any one of us be a lazy and wicked.
所以我唔要你哋上嚟就做一個又惡又懶嘅人。
I don't want to ask anyone to come up and be the lazy and wicked.
又惡又懶，即係佢。入边咧觉得主人唔好嘅。
The lazy and wicked person would think not good of the master。
系佢嘅品格系唔好嘅。
He didn't think the master。
系冇信心嘅。
He has no good character in him。
即系佢唔做嘢。
No faith and he is lazy doing nothing。
喺呢个大灾难嘅时候，喺主未翻嚟嘅时候。
In the time of tribulation, in the time of second coming of Jesus。
佢唔做嘢噶。
He didn't do anything。
呢度嘅懒咧，其实佢有意思系 hurtful 嘅。
The lazy also have a meaning, hurtful.
就唔好傷害別人。
It will hurt others.
喺前面廿四章佢講到呢個咧，就甚至上力。
In chapter 4, he says this is the person who hit other servants.
以為主人冇翻嚟啊。
While the master is not coming back, he will hit it, he will hurt others.
哇！呢樣對我哋今日嚟講好重要。
So that's important to us today.
但係弟兄姊妹，今日我哋都喺大災難入。
Today we are in the time of calamity. In this pandemic, and as the society has been torn up, it's just like the days when Jesus will come again. Are you going to be a lazy and wicked servant to attack others, attack other Christians, attack others that have different opinions? Then you will be the wicked and lazy servant.
Or
you become a good and faithful servant. Continue to work faithfully. To serve and work for God. Whatever the Lord has given to you, and you'll be happy, just take it and work on it.
其實原文是可靠
，faithful original meaning is reliable, accountable，
是可靠的
，accountable。
主交俾你，
the master
忠心嘅做，
has given you your portion, so you work and you'll be accountable。
所以你哋要繼續啦。
So you continue to work，
明唔明啊
？Understand？
可靠嘅。
That's what it means.
而呢邊嘅咧
，accountable，
就係又懶嘅。
This is a lazy servant。
耶稣话呢啲系恶嘅，
and Jesus said this is wicked and hurtful people。
喺廿四章讲呢啲又饮酒啊，
this in chapter 24 they will get drunk，
自己嘅快乐啊，
and they will indulge in their pleasure。
咁又恶又懒嘅仆人，
and these are the wicked and lazy。
嗱呢度几好，继续做。
Those people are good， they continue to work。
弟兄姊妹，最后呢度听住。
So in the end you need to pay attention。
天国系乜嘢嘢咧？
So what is the kingdom？
当你继续嘅可靠嘅时候
，as you continue to work faithfully，
你喺不多嘅事上忠心
，you are faithful on the little things。
你可以，我要将好多嘅事派俾你去管理。
I will put you in charge of many things。
并且你要入嚟享受主人嘅快乐。
And come and share your master's happiness。
系咩意思咧
？What is the meaning of it？
天国就系
kingdom it is。
现在你有好少。
You have a little right now. As the master returns to reward you,
哇！你所有嘅就好多好多好多。
What you're going to have, it will be multiplied.
喺路加福音啊，呢度系管十座城啊，五座城啊。
In the book of Luke, it says, "I give you in charge of 5 cities or 10 cities."
喺神学上嚟讲咧
，in theology，
甚至可以。你管五个星球，你管十个星球，你管两个星球，你管一百个星球。
5 universes and you have 10 universes。
这个宇宙有很多星球的。
You know, there's so many stars.
可以这样去理解，
galaxies, and then so you can think of it.
还有入来享受主人的快乐。
And come share your master's happiness. Come.
享受主人的快乐。
Share your master's happiness.
其实你们跟主人一样。
So you'll be just like the master.
我是点你就是点。
And whoever I am, you will be like me.
你就是点。
And so whoever,
听不听到啊?
how God is like, you will have his likeness. And that's kingdom is.
又恶又懒的呢?
Those that are lazy and wicked.
将他所有的都夺过来。
Whatever he has, take it.From him and give it to them.
在路加福音是这样讲。
This is what in the book of Luke.
将你所有的拿来。
Whatever you have,
有的
take it away.
加给他，没的连他所有的都要夺去。
So those that have will give them more, and those that doesn't have,
并且将他抌在外边。
And he throw him outside.
哀哭切齿。
And you will be in miserable and gnashing of teeth.
这个就是天国。
And that's kingdom.
入唔到天国就系咁。
Those that cannot enter into the kingdom will be like that. And those that had in be invited into the kingdom will be like that.
同神一齐，
be with God,
欢喜快乐。
Together with God and enjoy the happiness.
分享主人嘅一切。
Share the master's happiness.
同埋资源。
And all the resources, the authority.
呢个就系天国。
And that's the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，
喺今日。My brothers and sisters, today.
你是良善忠心吗?
And you are faithful and good.
定是又恶又懒?
Or lazy and wicked.
影响到你在永恒里面。神的国,你的位置在哪里?
In the future, in the kingdom of God, where you will be.
将来你的品质是怎样?
In the future, your life.
与主人一同欢喜快乐。
Are you going to share your master's happiness?
与主人一同管理整个。
Together rule over.
不止宇宙了。
Not only the universe.
哇,宇宙以外的东西。
Even all things outside the universe.
定在主人外面。
Outside,
哀哭切齿,
without the master and whipping and gnashing of teeth,
或者在火湖里面,
or in the lake of fire.
今日你有没有忠心可靠?
Today, are you a good and faithful servant?
所以弟兄姊妹, 今日我们不是问什么时候。
So today we are not asking when will he come. When will you revive?
何时不是最重要?
Not about time.
你不要以为主未回来你就有恶又懒。
Don't ever think that, oh, he's not coming yet, so I can be lazy and wicked. And now you need to be good and faithful. That's before he comes, that's important.
又欺凌别人。
No, that think of not yet, and I can do, I can hurt, I can bully others and be lazy.
现在这个是最重要。
At the present moment,
耶稣同门徒这样讲。
At the present moment, Jesus was saying to his disciples. 神
话今日都同你这样讲。
So at the present moment, God is saying to you.
这样是最重要。
Today, that's important. That's what you're going to do today.
这个就是天国的奥秘。
And that's the mystery of the kingdom.
Amen.
Amen.
在线上的弟兄姊妹
So, brothers and sisters online
在我们现场的同工们
And all the our co-workers here
我们一起起来
Let's all rise
请你望着我们这几位的良善忠心的门徒
And look at this good and faithful servants
你跟着他一起做你说主啊我都要这样
And you say Lord help me I need to be like this
如果你过去有恶又懒的
I need to do this If in the past you'll be lazy and wicked
你只是在这里埋怨的
All you do is to complain
埋怨神
All you do is complain God and complain about people.
你要悔改啊,
you need to repent.
我们一起成为良善忠心的
人。Together we want to be good and faithful.
主要将他的喜乐赐给你。
And God is going to give you his joy.
主要赐福给你。
And God is going to give you his blessings.
将来神要将许多的事派你来管理。
Even give you in charge of many things.
无论疫情怎样。
No matter what happened outside,
the virus, 你会越来越好的。
You will be better and better.
会越来越发旺的。
And you will prosper.
主的喜乐现在在你身上。
And the joy of the Lord is upon you now.
主啊，你帮助我们现在每个弟兄姊妹。
Help us, help everyone.
我们都愿意成为良善忠心的牧人。
We want to be good and faithful servants.
我们多谢你。
Thank you.
奉耶稣基督嘅名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
好多谢主。
Praise God.
我亦都要呼召我哋喺线上嘅朋友，你未相信耶稣。
I want to make this altar call for all people online.
我邀请你嚟接受主。
I want to invite the newcomers just to receive Jesus.
你睇到妙恩嘅见证。
As you heard Grace's testimony.
睇到我哋。几个同工之前嘅见证
，and you saw the coworkers their testimonies.
我哋嘅神同样要使用你。
The same God we have, He will use you. He will bless you.
你嘅生命系可以改变嘅。
Your life can be changed.
我邀请你将你嘅手放喺心上。
I invite you put your hand upon your chest.
跟住我一句句嚟祈祷。
And repeat after me with this prayer.
接受耶稣进入你嘅生命入
边。To accept Jesus into your life.
你嘅一生将在。
Your life will be totally changed.
请你眯埋眼。
I want you to close your eyes now.
亲爱主。
Dear Lord Jesus.
求你赦免我嘅罪。
I ask you to forgive my sins.
我愿意相信你。
I'm willing to trust you.
接受你做我嘅救主。
To accept you as my savior.
求你进入我心中。
May you enter into my life.
将永生嘅生命赏赐俾我。
Give me eternal life.
奉耶稣基督嘅名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
多谢主，我哋一齐嚟敬拜我哋嘅神。
Now let's have a worship song.
请举起双手，领受祝福。我奉耶稣基督的名祝福每一位弟兄姊妹。愿耶和华赐福俾你，施恩俾你，愿他的面光光照你，赐你平安，愿你成为良善忠心的仆人。愿你倚靠主。
May you trust in the Lord and follow Him.
神要将好多嘅事交托你。
God will give you a lot of things to be in charge.
你就起嚟忠心嘅去服侍。
And you will take it up and serve faithfully.
神与你同在。
God be with you.
赐福俾你。
Bless you.
愿你出你入都满有平安。
You have peace in your going and coming.
耶稣基督嘅真光光照你。
And the light of true Jesus will shine upon you.
你行在光明当
中。You will walk in the light.
所有嘅黑暗远离你。
Darkness will depart.
病毒都远离你。
Virus will depart.
求主嘅能力与你同在。
And the strength of the Lord be upon you.
奉耶稣嘅名祝福你。
And in the name of Jesus, bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 我将荣耀归俾神。
Hallelujah. All glory to God.